Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Wolfie.
I'll bet you when you see him, you're going to cry.
I think that what the things that we've seen with our eyes.
Yes. Hey, Mary.
All these things.
Scaremaster.
Hey, Scaremaster, what's up, buddy? Come on through.
Hey, it's wonderful to see
you. Doing all right. How you doing,
man? You look good.
Thank you.
You look really good.
Thank you. I like your shoes.
Oh, thanks.
You got it. All right.
Well, we've got some good news today, my friend.
Beautiful. I hope to hear some real good news.
Well, I will tell you something, Scaremaster. It's not all
check,
good.
Check.
It's not all good.
What's not all good?
Well, we saw things with our eyes that can't be unseen.
Nope, you really can't.
All these things lost like tears and rain.
You know, we have been together almost 23 years now, knowing each other.
That's all right.
What was your question? I'm sorry.
All right. Did you?
I didn't realize you were going to get so sentimental when I said that.
Well, you don't get to be sentimental.
Sentimental. I didn't get sentimental. It's like,
you're
okay.
Sentimental.
Whatever. 23 years?
Yeah.
Come here.
I don't think the doll is going to come to you. I think you're going to have to pay.
23 years, April 23rd. You know whose birthday is April 23rd?
That was yesterday. Somebody's. Whose birthday was yesterday?
I don't know. I don't celebrate birthdays.
Scaremaster.
What? I think that's, all right. I believe April 23rd is your birthday.
Yeah. Well, thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
And you know what makes me sentimental?
Huh.
This song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. For the very last time, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry. Now, I got a question.
Together,
for you.
We form the Big Three.
You just said for the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question. What does the future hold for us? What's going on with the podcast?
We're very close to getting the pilot done, and then we'll see what happens. But the one thing that I do know is this. This will be the last show that we ever have on the Big Three Podcast page. This will complete the series.
Okay.
So for some reason, we come back and we do something, or we're promoting our show, we'll do it on Simply Don, the podcast, instead of on this podcast.
Like when Billy Crystal retired from comedy.
I don't remember that happening.
Or what's his name? And he had to be Garth Brooks, that fake Garth Brooks character.
All right. Next question.
Chris Evans. Captain America. Yeah.
Next question.
What's the next question?
What's going on with getting Tom Brennan back home in New York?
Sasha Fierce.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want to talk about everything going on today. And I'm going to say this. I think that by the end of today, we're all going to be happy. At least that's my goal.
That's what I'd like to have happen.
Because I
will tell you something. The things that we saw, Dan, they weren't good. They were really bad. They were really bad,
yep.
Rough stuff.
And because of your faggot friend, John Quincy Adams.
Excuse me.
Take it easy.
Excuse me, sir. Tom Brennan is also a friend of mine, okay? Even though you would not let him be my representation, he was still a friend of mine, and I cared deeply about both him and John's lasting relationship. But when things went askew, we knew it was time to do something.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
As we're sitting here kind of reflecting on the past, remember when we started this podcast? What was our goal? We were going to talk about pop culture and what else?
And?
Oh, Jesus. I can't even. You just put a.
Come on, you got this.
Brain freeze.
Come on.
On me.
Mole. Do you remember what it was?
I do, but I want Scaremaster to get
it. Come on, Scaremaster, do it. Hey, can I help? Hey, Wolfie, what have you been doing, you rascal?
Hey, it's Wolfie. Hey, Wolfie.
Hey, Mo, what's happening? Pop culture and, Come on, Scaremaster. Why is my brain dead?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Two words.
Pop culture.
Two words.
Why is my brain dead? I don't understand why my fucking brain's so dead.
Actually,
right,
wouldn't
now
it be three words?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Hey, can spit I
it out
stab
for me,
at
please,
it?
Mo.
Hey, can I say it?
All right, Wolfie.
Our own personal lives. Yay! Yeah, pop culture and Scary's life. That's what it is.
Not really.
Only my life, yeah.
Well, no one ever wants to hear about me. what's going on with me.
No one wants to hear about me. Well, we've got a lot of things to do today, and I'm glad that we're all here. And it really is good to see you, Scaremaster. How have you been?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since last week, dude.
Last week?
When was the last podcast we did?
Well, that was a long time.
Oh, time's compressed.
Last week and, what, about a year or two ago?
Yeah. That's funny. You still got the sense of humor. You know, I want to read one letter because someone wanted to say goodbye to us. And
where are they going?
Well, this is our last show.
That's on this network.
Well, on this. Oh, that's you playing around with me. That's what I'm going to miss the most. His quick wit and his smart aleck remarks.
So next week, then we do another show on the next network.
No.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Can I read this? Does anybody mind?
Yeah, can you lower this, please? It all of a sudden went up louder than fuck.
This is his.
Yeah. Now I can't hear a squatting thing.
You know what? While I'm trying to get this, why don't we do this real quick? Let's do 60 minutes with the Scaremaster. Go!
<laughs> 60 minutes with me? Well, I don't have 60 minutes.
To live?
Oh, I'm going to be living forever. There we go.
Fame.
But it's still a little loud.
All right.
Now it's dead again.
All right.
Anyhow.
Would you let me read the letter, Scaremaster? Thank you. Now, this is a letter from someone who wanted to say goodbye to us. Dear Big Three, as George Michael said as he was being arrested in the men's room of the Will Rogers Memorial Park in Beverly Hills, California, back in April of 1998, "So you're telling me this whole thing's a fucking setup?" This, of course, has nothing to do with the thoughts and feelings I wanted to mention in this final letter to the Big Three. I just really wanted to remind everyone that it's the 17th anniversary of the event that, for all practical purposes, ended the career of a pop legend. Now, my hope is the end of the Big Three podcast doesn't end the career of the Big Three. I've spoken to you guys before about the crush I have on your Dago Javajo piece of shit gypsy, dog-worshipping shit fuck. This is one of the worst parts of being in my business. It's not uncommon for the computer hackers to fall in love with the person whose computer they are hacking into. And I did that with your pet stooge. So while the three of you have been away in the podcast world, I've continued to follow him.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
This letter is going to end by saying, thank you by Huey Craig III.
You want me to look ahead and see?
Go right ahead.
Or do you want me to find
out? Go right ahead and look ahead and see.
I'm not going to.
Just go with the letter.
I want it to be a surprise.
I want to be surprised. I want to be surprised.
Right. Read this letter, but I know who the piece of shit is that wrote it.
I still believe.
I just want to get to the list of my findings for the man who was made for women.
Thank you.
He claims to be a devoted Javajo, and yet...
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, it says Javajo right here. I can't...
Jehovah's Witness.
And yet, he joined the following dating websites hoping to have sex with random strangers. Fuckdate USA, MILF's Affair, Senior People Meet, and X Meeting.
Senior People Meet?
How does he know?
Scaremaster.
I don't know how it
sounds. No, I...
Scaremaster, Senior People Meet.
I looked at
meet.
The pictures.
Is it
meet
like M-E-A-T
look, look. I joined and I shut off like about 10 minutes after I joined.
I don't know anything about it. I'm not blaming
you. Did you scroll some of the senior people pictures?
For about 5-10 minutes.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So what are you looking for in a senior? Are you looking for someone who's active with not so much osteoporosis?
Yeah, what's going on?
Last time we were talking to you, the Javajos were fixing
No. I'm not even a baptized witness, okay? So,
I know, they wouldn't like
Yeah, that's why. That's why you couldn't get with that Iranian girl.
Excuse me.
Oh, look at this. His business manager, Lisa Marie, recently moved to Los Angeles. Oh, that's cool. And now lives within 10 minutes of Perry. Since her move, he has been harassing her to sleep over at his place and promises to give her a massage.
Thanks, Huey Craig. What the fuck is it? Your business. You know, I'm going to sue him through you.
Because
if I have to do this bullshit to get it to stop, it's Huey Craig. It's going to go into a lawsuit to you.
Well,
it will destroy the three, meaning the Big Three, and this whole fucking career will be over.
Can we talk for 1 second?
Can I just throw one thing at you? I don't know who it is. This is a guy who sends letters all the time. I thought you enjoyed them because it is some guy that seems to really like the show.
I'd like to see Scaremaster in a naughty version of Driving Miss Daisy.
That wouldn't be bad.
You're either. Sick.
Do you try to massage Lisa Marie, by the way?
I sometimes give her massages.
Really?
When we're together, but it's because of
purely her, therapeutic. Purely therapeutic.
Purely therapeutic, exactly. Because of her...
condition.
Her neck problem like mine.
Oh, you both have neck problems.
Well, yeah, she
also scamming the government?
Oh, fuck.
A romance made in heaven.
Scamming the government, huh? Do you want me to get into that fucking deal? Do you really want me to get into that motherfucking deal?
Hey, guys.
I'll get
Perry, out. Perry, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Perry. Perry, sit down.
I will kick your motherfucking ass.
Perry.
Shut up.
I want to...
Put your fucking shit up again. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass.
Perry, I wanted this to be a good show.
I'm sorry.
Where everybody got to be
I'm
friends.
I'm sorry, Scaremaster.
What didn't he want you to talk about?
He didn't want me to talk about the fake
bell. Oh, you're
okay.
Scam.
Okay, don't do it anymore. I think it's only fair. Don't do it anymore.
I know. That's why I said
it's not a disability scam.
Right. It's a fake disability scam.
All right, let's get past this. Let's continue to read because I've got great news. Two things that are spectacular, and I can't wait to tell you. All right. The Italian moron is still wasting money on fake energy pills such as Testomax 2000, Xanogen, and Natural Stacks. Testomax 2000 alleges to boost male testosterone, but more often than not, results in horrific side effects.
Hey, I'll tell you something. Scaremaster needs all the energy he's got. He's got to keep up with Mrs. Feldstein.
Oh, from the dating service yet?
Dating
all right,
service.
Let's have fun with this. It's our last show. Are you okay, Perry? Perry, look at me. Please, let's have fun, okay? He didn't
if
mean
he
it.
He brings up that shit again.
Okay. Who, the Widow Rosenberg?
No.
Come here.
The fake disability.
You, come here.
No, you come here.
Are you guys going to kiss?
I'm not going to kiss him.
Don't kiss him.
I don't want him to kiss me.
I know it's our last show, but it would be a good way to throw out the line.
What's the matter?
If he brings that shit up again, nothing is fake.
I'll put my finger in my ear.
Nothing is fake.
Yeah, put your fingers in your ear. You don't even have them. You said you were
going to. That is a good tagline for us. Nothing is fake.
You know what went through my life when I was 16.
Okay, I do know, but let's get past this. Mole, take your fingers out of your ears. Don't do that again. Don't say anything about a fake disability scam.
I'm not.
But you did say something, and you know what?
I said it was fake.
Did you see what he did? It clearly rubbed him the wrong way.
I'm not talking about his real disability. I'm talking about his fake disability scam.
Okay, but he's been...
Right,
people railroad him enough about his fake disability scam.
They do.
They really do. So let's not bring his fake disability scam up one more time.
Scaremaster, you want to get a... How about this? How about no more fake disability scam talk on three? Can we get one in there?
One, two. No fake
disability... He's got to be with us on it.
I don't have to be with you on anything.
Okay, maybe we bypass this and just read on. Because, Scaremaster, I have some great news. Not one item, but two items.
Good.
You're going to freak the fuck out today.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
All right, so let's get back to this. All this stuff you're buying, this Testomax 2000, it says it alleges to boost male testosterone, but more often than not results in horrific side effects.
Look, yeah, it gives you a little energy, but it didn't do much for me.
So you're okay with it?
I'm fine.
Are you still taking that?
No.
No? Okay.
How about insure for your health, for our health?
All right, let me read on.
Oh, God.
He has made an effort for religious reasons, I guess, to become closer to dogs by spending a lot of time walking his cousin's dog. Is that true?
I help my cousin out when he needs me to.
Okay, so
it's period.
True. There's nothing.
Do you get the sense that dogs kind of leave your girlfriends when they know they're about to pass away?
Whatever.
They may. That's a good question.
Like they can sense it's coming. Like if you're hanging out with the dogs and the dog just looks at your girlfriend, who you out with that night?
All right, I'm going to read on. We don't need to mention the accident, but the man with a terrible driving record has recently applied to an Uber driver.
And I won't do it.
That's the greatest news I ever heard.
I won't.
Oh, you gotta do it, Scaremaster. You better, that's the only reason Uber exists is for this to happen. It's perfect.
Can I
you
read?
Can be the biggest all-star Uber driver ever.
The only experiences Dork Pie has with driving others around is when he drives his idiot computer tech around because he doesn't own a car.
And when he drives Miss Daisy.
Now, don't you have to have a newer car or something like that?
For an Uber, they wanted me to go in there with my 2000 Corolla, but I will not do it.
What are you going to do it with?
I'm not doing it at all.
I think that would be great.
I will
be
a master.
I'm not going to have some fucking group of kids, you know, get in my car one night and all of a sudden fucking kill me, okay?
Why would they kill you?
Because you drive a Corolla?
Whatever, right.
So if they let you drive the truck, you would do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive my master, truck.
Everybody's
that's even older. It's got to be a 2000 or newer.
People on Uber don't kill each other because your information's all in there.
Right.
It's going through your phone.
It's a very safe
going
place.
Through your credit card. So it's not like picking up a cab thing. You look at the guy. They go, hey, and people have ratings. And you look up. You go, hey, Michael, how you doing? And you go, hey, are you a scam master? You go, yeah. Come on in, get in the car, and you know, you go. And you already have it on your GPS where you got to go. There's no cash exchanges hands. It just goes right into your thing. He gives you a rating and goes like, the guy seemed really cool. He, you know, he kind of hit on me a little bit or whatever. You know, because you have those eyes. You know, you see a guy.
You're a flaming faggot.
No, but you know.
You're a flaming faggot, aren't you?
Hold on.
Aren't you? You and John Quincy Adams, a couple of flaming fucking faggots. You sick fucking cocksucker, aren't you?
Perry, may interrupt real quick?
I just mean like the guys...
Let me just say one thing, because I'll tell you something. That's where you're being a piece of shit. The Lord gave you the good looks, not just to entertain people. You're a man made for women. Everybody knows that.
Thank you.
But if somebody who is attracted to you...
The guy gets in the car, and he goes, like, hey, this guy was really hot. He kept looking at me. I was checking him out. So there was some chemistry there. We pulled off. We had a little fun. We wrestled a little bit.
What?
Yeah, because on that type of thing,
no.
People will say, wow, I'd like that Uber driver for myself. It's a good,
I am not.
Friend.
I'm not gay. I'm not homosexual.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
Because he's trying to make it that way.
He said that you're going to be, people are going to look at
you, tell you
and talk about how good looking you are.
I'm much
you
more
are.
Interested Thank in your you. Relationships with really old, with really, really old ladies.
Yeah, what's the deal there, Scaremaster? Oh, God. I'm not interested.
Right, you like a Doris Roberts type of guy?
Whatever.
Oh, Betty White.
Oh, he goes on to talk about your skateboard business. I'll read on. Okay. His skateboard business has been in the toilet, and yet he still throws $145 a year into his awful website that 1997 would laugh at. He somehow manages to get one or two sales a month at the best, and even then, they're just from Big Three fans looking to throw him a bone. But even when he makes a sale, he can't provide strong customer service. Oh, that's one of the most important things when you're dealing with online stuff.
What, have you talked to your staff?
I've talked to me, myself, and I.
Oh, that's funny. So it's just you.
It's just me.
All right, let me read on. He often sends people the wrong shirt size, claiming that's all he has in stock.
No, I don't. If the only wrong shirt size is from medium to large. I don't go from medium to small.
Okay. And if someone asks for an autograph to be thrown in an order for his overpriced junk, he screams at them. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Go on.
He will scream at them and say he must pay top dollar for an autograph picture. Is that true?
No, I don't.
Also keep in mind that this Javajo gypsy boy keeps all of his merchandise in his Dust Bowl apartment that was infested with bed bugs. So all of his merchandise is likely to be infested as well.
My apartment is clean.
Okay, but you got to think about that kind of stuff, Scaremaster.
It's clean.
You don't want people.
Now, this fucking Huey Craig III.
Well, we don't know it's him yet. We don't
know
for sure.
I know it's him.
We've got a big show. Can I move on?
All right, let me finish with my thought.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let you finish reading.
Okay.
If I find this motherfucker, he's going to jail.
Why don't you drive on the Uber car?
He's not going to be an Uber driver.
And I believe it's pronounced jail.
Jail. Can I read on,
read
or are you done talking?
Read on.
This guy has been harassing Don Barris for months, demanding he rescue Tom Brennan from John Quincy Adams. Yes, you have. Perry claims not to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. But even when Don offered to fly him over to England, which I did, and pay for his accommodations to help find Tom Brennan. Perry screamed that he did not have a passport and he couldn't afford to get one.
Scaremaster.
Okay, well, you know
and
what?
And I won't go to England with you guys anyway.
I gave you plenty of time, over a month, because I told you.
I'm not.
Oh, look at this. Mole, the cost of a new passport for adults over the age of 16 is $110. So clearly, Perry didn't feel his publicist was worth that much.
Well, you
like
know.
That, I have that kind of money right now.
He doesn't have money for that right now.
Well, anyway, let me read on. However, Perry does have the money for something else because he's been obsessed in getting the Samsung's latest premium smartphone, the coveted Galaxy S6, which retails at $700 off contract and $200 on contract. Perry has no problem shelling out his hard-earned government scam money for that. Did you get that phone? That is the greatest phone ever.
Yeah.
Did you? Do you have it right with you?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
You can see it, but you can't touch it.
Congrats, let me just look at it. I promise you I won't go anywhere.
I think you
can hold my
it,
phone.
I think you deserve it. You know that?
Let me just see your... Oh, man, that looks good. How much did it cost you? Here, you can hold my phone so I don't...
No,
so I don't
you got it with contract scam?
You just see...
Let me just look
see it from here. I can see it.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
That's it.
I can see it from here. It's got crystal clear display.
Dude, you don't need to touch it.
You can hold mine, so I
don't
do anything.
I don't need to hold yours.
Well, it's... I just want to touch it.
For what?
Because it looks cool. May I please see it? You can hold mine. Grab mine so you see that I don't...
Congratulations, dude. You deserve that. You've worked really hard, and you've wanted something like that for a long time.
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
No, you're not going to touch it?
I just want to see it.
Because you're going to hand it to him.
I'm not
going
to hand it to him.
I don't care about that stuff, man. I don't care about that stuff.
Let me just see it.
Scaremaster, did you get that on a contract? Did you buy it?
You almost sat on Wolfie.
It's on contract.
Let me just see it.
Sprint?
What do you need to see?
You can hold my phone so you can see that I won't do anything to it. I just want to see it.
You got it from Sprint?
For God's sake.
What do you need to see?
I'm just going to click on it. I'm not going to do anything. Thank you. Thank you, Scaremaster. Oh, what? This looks cool as hell. Gives the temperature in Reseda. Quick guess. What's the temperature in Reseda right
I'm
now?
I'm going to go 69.
69 is exactly
what
right.
What did I say what? To you? Give me the fucking phone back.
If you hit me again,
give me the phone back.
I can't see the phone.
Sorry. Say you're sorry for hitting me.
I just want to verify.
Give me the phone back.
Verify it. Say you're sorry for hitting me.
Back.
If you sit on... You're sitting on Wolfie! There's your fucking phone. Get over and get it, fucking asshole. You want to fucking punch me, you piece of shit? You're lucky you don't have a broken rib right now. Sit down.
Can I check out to make sure that was actually 69 degrees and we see it right now?
He wouldn't let you see it. Wow, what a child you are. Sit down. Is it safe?
Why'd you almost sit on me, you fuck?
Yeah, Scaremaster,
you should do a little ad for that phone. Hey, can I talk about something? That just...
Can I finish this letter just to see, and then we'll get on? I'm so fucking pissed right now, I can't even tell. Sit the fuck down.
You got good energy. You got good energy.
Why would you do that?
Why would you fuck with my phone?
I didn't fuck with your phone.
Yeah,
I was
started to.
I was holding on to it so Mole could see. It makes me very sad to say this. But this might be the last time I give my report on the Dago Stooge, and I really don't know how to say goodbye to all of you. So I guess I'll quote some of my favorite rock and roll singers. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. That's from William Shakespeare.
I know that, dude.
Do you? Only in the agony of parting do we look into the depths of love. That's from George Eliot. If I leave here tomorrow, will you still remember me? Alan Collins and Ronnie Van Zant. Your loyal friend, fan, and future Perry boy toy, Huey Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Told you.
You were exactly right. You were right all along.
It was.
I told you before, and I'm telling you, I'm a little disappointed that we've gotten off to a rocky start, because I don't think I've done anything to deserve to be punched. I don't think that Mole has done anything to be yelled at. But yet,
you were going to get my cell phone
I was
and hand it to Mole.
No, I was showing him the temperature.
And but I just wanted
you
to
were
going to
hand it.
I would no, I
you
wasn't.
You were going to
if I was going to hand it,
because I know the way you
okay,
are.
Okay, let me just tell
it's
you
like
this:
the, what you did the last time. You
if
gave
I
me
wanted
phone.
To hand it to Mole, when I had it right here, I could have tossed it to Mole. I wanted him to see the temperature. I asked him what was the temperature in Reseda today?
69,
and that's exactly what it was. It yeah, and I was showing him that he was right. Okay. Why do you got to be so mad?
Because I know what you guys have been in the past.
Okay, well,
why do you always look to the past, and why can't you ever be progressive?
Because I don't trust either one of you.
Okay,
may I say something?
You sure may.
Before, when there was all that hullabaloo going on over there, it reminded me that we used to be called the Big Three of the New Millennium.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever I go, people always ask me. They go, "Hey, which one of the Big Threes is who? Which ones?" Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to figure it out of who is who in us
okay,
of the Big
I'll help
Threes.
You out. You're Mole, I'm Don, and that's Perry. Simple as that.
No, but like if we were the Three Stooges.
Oh, who would you say you are?
Can I make a suggestion? I was thinking about it. I think Dan is
Don Barris is Mo.
Well, I was going to say that, but then I thought Mo, and you're the only one who took a homosexual lover.
I never took a homosexual lover. Who the fuck do you
what
think
is,
you
what
are?
What are you talking about, Mo?
God,
what
you're a is? Fucking sick
this
bastard.
Guy, this guy, the guy. Ooh, with the,
I don't
this
know.
Guy, this guy,
what is he
talking
about?
Stop
talking
about something that happened
I don't
over
know.
20
oh, some so
years
this did
ago.
Happen?
Oh,
it's his big story. You know, his big story. So
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's why
about.
I thought he'd be more like Mo.
What are you talking about?
But I think I should be Larry.
Why?
I just like Larry.
And he's...
I'm either Curly or
I think you're Curly Joe.
Or Larry.
Curly Joe.
Yeah. Oh, why did you hit me?
You hit the bee.
I am Curly Joe.
Curly Joe is the baby guy.
He is the baby guy, the original baby guy. Well, guys, are you ready from? Are you ready for some good news?
Talk to me.
Are you ready, Mole?
Yeah, I wanted to see why you turned down my headphones.
I have two pieces of good news. What do you want to hear first? I'm going to list them A or B. What do you think, Mole?
A. Okay. Do A.
Okay, now I don't know what to do. You say A, you say B.
I said A.
Oh, did you?
Should I go with A? Like the Fonz, A.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Should I go with A then?
A.
All right. That night, I'm over at the Comedy Store, and I'm hanging out by the girls' bathroom. This girl comes out, and I look at her, and I say, "Oh, that is a nice shitter you got on you."
Right?
And she goes, "Do you want to smell my toilet paper?" And I said,
"You're sick.
Do you love? Do you like?
Disgusting.
Do you like it very much?"
Can I finish the story?
That's
or are you going to interrupt?
Disgusting.
You don't even know where it's going.
Yeah, you want to smell.
Okay, where does it go?
Some chick goes and wipes her ass, and you smell.
No,
the,
exactly whatever. Wrong. She takes the toilet paper that she had wiped her ass with and puts it under my nose. And I said, "Could I eat that?"
Okay.
And she says, "If I can suck your dick." We go in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm smelling her fucking toilet paper that she had in her ass.
Right.
And you're so full of shit because Mary Jane's standing right there.
Mary Jane doesn't care. Mary Jane hates me.
They have a very progressive relationship.
Can I finish the story?
Go ahead. Finish the story.
Oh, forget that. We'll go to B. All right, Mary Jane, can you help us out with B? All right, Perry, I don't know if you remember, you asked me to do you a favor.
Yes, sir.
Now, even though I had...
Did you tell his car?
No, that wasn't the favor.
Was it that favor?
No, it wasn't that favor either. He had asked me to do something, and what I did is I felt a little used, because he told me to go over to England. I must
rescue Tom Brennan.
Yeah. All right, but then, when you wanted to go there...
I didn't say I wanted to go there.
Guess who had to go?
Yeah.
I didn't say I wanted to go there.
You never said. But
I never said I wanted to go.
We're going to get your publicist that had been supposedly kidnapped. I didn't think it looked that bad when we went over there. So we saw him.
And?
Well, instead of me talking about
it. Can I just tell one thing?
Sure.
We went to Quincy's bed and breakfast, and, and we had to sneak in. And I'll tell you something, Scaremaster. It was not pretty, man.
It wasn't pretty. And I'll tell you this. I didn't think that he was living so bad.
And you say a lot of bad stuff about us. But I'll tell you something, Scaremaster. Yeah. We put our necks on the line for this, okay?
Yeah.
And Mary Jane, and Vince, and everyone who came out over and did that whole special.
I'll tell you this. If you want to get an espionage, you should hire Vince.
Go ahead.
All right, are you ready to look at this?
I got to talk to you about that afterward.
Perry, okay, watch this thing.
Oh, my God, Dan, here we are in England. Breaking to John Quincy has bed and breakfast. His name is Sex Slave Tom Brennan.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you think we should be quiet right now? We're trying to break in.
It's like when we were in Brock and Big Low.
Hey, come on. No. Hey, oh,
shh. Hold on a second. I think we got a room. We're coming, Tom. We're coming like an old word.
Shh. Go, 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 go. Move, move, move. Go, go, go.
We're in Dan, we got it. We're in Quincy's bed and breakfast.
Listen,
we're in here.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, the wind.
No, it's me. It's me.
Oh,
you know, maybe it's best we take
this. Take that mask off because it's freaking me out.
Let's come here.
I can take off my welding.
You don't need
glass.
This. You don't
and you got Vince with you, too?
Okay. We got less than 4 minutes on here. The silent alarm's already been set. Let's go.
You know
go.
What? I got a tool that can get the silent alarm off.
Okay, let's
in
go.
In my hat.
In your
hold
hat?
Up. Hold on.
We got less than 3 minutes.
Oh, no, it's extra gum.
Okay.
When you're chewing extra, the extra long flavor lasts an extra long time.
Nobody's ever going to see this. It's not a commercial. Let's go. Come on,
yeah,
let's go.
Give me a couple bucks.
Let's go, guys.
Does anybody want to come?
Nobody wants to come. Let's go. Come on.
Move, move, move. Here they come. We got to go say Tom Brennan. Hey, Tom Brennan. Hey, Tom Brennan.
Tom. Come on, move.
Come on, come on. Let's go this way. We got to go. Oh, sweet gun, Mary Jane.
Oh, Mary Jane, I told you not to bring the gun.
Whoa, let me have it.
Right, be careful.
Don't worry, I'm always careful.
Hey,
I gotta go.
Tom.
Tom Brennan.
Tom.
Tom.
Get the gun away from his mouth. Tom, wake up.
He wants you to feed him like a baby bird or something.
What is he with his mouth? Come on, get up. Snap out of it.
Whoa.
Get up. Come on, we gotta get you out of here.
Where's
Barry?
Where's Barry?
He was busy.
He couldn't get a passport.
We got some weird stuff, dude.
I need my stuff.
What's your stuff?
It's the bag right there.
Let's go. Go. Move.
What are you wearing, Tom? Ready?
It's a John's.
You can pull that off. You know what? You can pull that off. Here we go. Look at this. Freedom isn't free. Let's get to the airport, you guys.
So you rescued Tom.
Hard to see, right? Hard to see him like that, right?
He left for a honeymoon, and he spent 32 weeks there, and now he's here with us right now. All the way from England, say hello to your publicist, Mr. Tom Brennan, everybody.
Oh, he's back. Hey, man. Congratulations that you're back.
What's the little donut for? Grab a seat.
Get some headphones and listen in.
Are you okay?
I'm in a lot of pain. I'm in a lot of gait pain.
Hey, Tom, how are you? It's me, Wolfie.
Hey, Tom, you know who it is?
It's Mo.
Yeah. It's Mo.
Frightfully bright in here.
Scaremaster's best friend. It's Scaremaster's best friend, Mo.
Don?
You remember us? We rescued you?
Oh, my God. Perry, what did you do to your hair?
Chopped it all off.
Oh, my God. I'm out of it for a little while. And...
A lot of changes, man.
I'm becoming a faithful Jehovah's Witness.
Did you hear the McRib went away again?
I would have never approved that. This is very strange.
How are you doing?
It's just so bright in here. My eyes are still.
What do you
adjusting.
Mean bright? Why?
My eyes. I'm just.
So oh, it's like Silence of the Lambs when you were in the thing for so long, like the lady.
Yeah, I've been.
You got Silence of the Lambs.
It's just weird. It's just weird being here, and I don't.
I'm glad I got you out of there.
You did nothing.
You guys got.
We went over to England. You did nothing. As a matter of fact, you refused to help.
I refused to go because I don't have.
Why?
I don't have a passport.
It's $112.
You wanted to go, right? You really? I know you probably wanted to go. You wanted to be there.
Well, I want to help you, yeah, but I don't want to get a passport if I'm going to be taken. Prisoner by these guys, like they did to me in Chicago.
How are you going
to
take me prisoner?
You guys fucking made me a fucking wreck in Chicago.
Hey, Scaremaster, let me say something.
You made me a wreck in Utah.
Let me tell you something. Tom Brennan was being human trafficked.
which was disgusting.
We got in there as special ops, and we got him out. And I'll tell you something. That word got around quick. And you know what? Now we've been offered another assignment.
Is that true?
There's a foreign diplomat, an Asian diplomat, whose niece has been human trafficked. And he's interested in us getting out of there. The only thing we got to do is figure out a name for our company that gets human trafficked people.
The Danger Zone?
How about Human Traffickers?
That's a good one. It says what you're doing, actually.
How about Perry's Human Traffickers?
No. You want to join up?
Don't even use my name in there.
Yeah, bullshit.
Don't put my name in there anywhere.
We did everything.
You want to be on our squad? We're getting paid very handsome.
No, you know what he'll do? Just like he did right here. We do all the work. We spend all the time getting him over here.
We just needed to be the face of the franchise.
I'll do but the bookwork.
He took the credit
you
the minute
the
we got
you
in here.
You stay back. Why would I take the credit?
You did. You said we got you out of there.
Thank you, Perry.
You had
Thank
nothing
you.
To do with it.
The only thing that I had to do with it was please get Tom back here.
You did say please.
Please.
Nice. You did say please.
I begged for the fact that you guys went over there and got him back.
And I spent thousands of dollars, and the first thing is you take all the credit. And
I'm not taking
you
any credit.
You said we got you out of there. And then, take it to another level, you didn't even thank anybody here.
Did you just hear me say thank you?
No.
I don't know.
How many times do I got to say thank you to you for you to understand that I'm thanking you for getting this guy back in the United States?
All right.
I was
Scare Master, what I'd like is a couple ideas for some names for our company, for our
what
team.
Company? What
we
team?
Start a team that gets people out of bad places. We're like the taken guy.
I'm not part.
Be the book guy. Okay, so we take this Asian money, this Asian diplomat's money. We take his $500,000. You're the one who's in charge of it, and you get, you just make sure that we all get some of it.
And then he distributes the money to us as we need it, like he
you
pays
get,
the hotel.
You suddenly get $500,000 in your bank account. We start a business called Perry's Human Traffickers.
It won't happen.
Hey, I think that's bullshit. Fuck Perry. Let him go.
Wolfie, take it easy on him, for God's sake.
You're not going to, first off, you're not going to call it Perry's Human Traffickers.
Why?
Because you're using my name.
You're the one in charge. We put you in charge.
I could be in charge of some. Why don't you call it LAPD?
Oh, I like that. What does that stand for?
Los Angeles Police Department.
I think that's taken.
Let's get away from this tension of what's happened. I'm sure that, Tom, you've gone through a lot. You're sitting on a donut that probably...
So how did it work over there, Tom? How was the food? How was everything? What did Quincy do with you? Did you guys do weird stuff together?
You know what, Mom? I
don't want him to even answer
that.
Did
you make a lot of love with him?
I don't want him to even answer those sick, disgusting questions. Why don't you talk nice to the guy?
All right. Hey, Tom, did you go to any, did you see any shows while you were there? How was the West End? Anything happening?
No, I was in London. I wasn't allowed to really travel too much outside of Lancashire. Every time I left, there were people following me. I couldn't contact anybody. I mean, the only method of communication I had was like an occasional postcard I would send. I mean, I sent you.
Sent me one card.
I sent you two, actually.
I only got one.
Okay. Well, Quincy kept a tight leash. To say the least.
He likes you. He really likes.
He really does. But let's not keep making him relive this because it doesn't sound like it was
that
pleasurable. Do you think it is? That's what I was trying to say.
Well, Mr. Adams is not going to be happy that you're gone. I bet.
Have you talked to him?
No. And in fact, I'd be happy if I never heard that voice again.
Did you hear those dogs that were chasing us when we were running through the front
yard?
Yeah,
well,
the front thing with you.
How long have you been back? How long have you guys all been back?
Just about 78 hours.
Yeah, I'm still kind of jet lagged, to be honest with you. And to be honest, I would have preferred to fly back directly to New York. I don't know why I had to come here.
It's on the way.
But I don't live here.
But I wanted Perry to see you.
Okay, well, but how am I supposed to get back to New York now?
I don't know.
Well, maybe I can raise some money from my clients because I've always gone out of the way for them, and maybe they'll pitch in for a plane ticket or something because I don't even have any
money. Perry, you got any money to go for a plane ticket?
What the fuck, you jagoff? I barely got enough money to tune up my fucking car.
I would have done
and my truck.
I would have
barely. I don't have any more money for food for the rest of this month. Okay, you fucking imbecile!
So you're not getting me a birthday present.
Tom, I would have helped you out, but Perry wouldn't let you be my me be one of your clients.
Well, you know what, Mo? I've been thinking about that lately, and if I had only taken you up as a client, maybe things would have gone a little differently.
Yeah, Quincy wouldn't have, you know, you guys wouldn't have fallen in love.
We didn't fall in love.
Okay, guys, enough. Let's not put any more pressure on him. You know what? Let's change the pace, okay? Agreed?
And the subject.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the subject.
Thank you for backing me on this one. All
right, why won't he talk about this stuff to Quincy, though?
Because okay, you're sick!
Stop talking about it.
Sounds like he's avoiding stuff.
Can I leave now?
No. You sit here. You want to play a little game we haven't played in quite a while?
Yes.
All right, you want to? Let's get our minds off this. Let's get something fun.
Apples to apples.
Because it's time right now to go where four guys just sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about what goes on in their sex life. Once again, it's time for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Ooh. Well, today's guy talk is going to be pretty good. Let's start out with Tom. Tom, what's been going on in your sex life?
I don't want to talk about it, okay? I've only been back here just a short while, and I really...
Right, you picked up a British accent.
My God, man, you guys are just sick, perverted, disgusting.
We're not. It's not sick and perverted.
You're sick, and you're perverted, and you're a fucking motherfucker. And all you like to do is bring up
all
shit.
All right, then I'll go
none
first.
None of anybody's business.
It's like, I'll go
it's
first.
It's like Madonna. It's like Madonna.
Well, you live anywhere for long enough and you pick up a little something.
One night I'm at the comedy store and this girl comes out of the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, this girl comes out of the bathroom and she shows me her fucking toilet paper.
Yeah.
With shit on it and I went and stole it.
Yo, you told me about that one.
Okay.
God, you're fucking disgusting.
Have you had any sex lately?
I'll do one.
It's despicable.
Sex is despicable?
It's against the biblical law, and I won't bring it up.
So let me ask you this. When you were getting in touch with all those people on the sex line...
Back in the day.
You know what?
I haven't done this shit in a long time.
Fuck Date USA is less than a year old.
What is that?
This is an online thing that's
so what? It's
website.
A long time ago to me, well, and I'm not. Okay. I won't go on there again.
So if,
okay, and if this UA Craig the Third motherfucker wants to keep bugging into my fucking website,
okay, but
I'm
going to
file a lawsuit. And I repeat, I will file a lawsuit against Don Barris, UA Craig the Third, and Walter Moe Molininski.
Okay. Perry, the question was, in all fairness, if someone from Fuck Date USA would have gotten in touch with you and they would have said, hey, I want to make love to you, you wouldn't have done that?
I deleted them and did that this morning.
This morning?
And I've deleted the page.
Scam Master, may I say something about guy talk?
I'm not. Look, I am a devoted Jehovah's Witness.
Okay, good.
And
good.
I am not interested in this.
Good.
Immoral stuff.
We're just
anymore.
Trying to keep guy talk going in a positive way.
Come on, man. You're also an entertainer, right? You're still an entertainer?
An entertainer, but I'm not talking about any more immoral.
We're
garbage.
Not. We're talking about pop culture and personal lives. All right. Pitch if you will.
More.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so what's going on with your personal
life? Well, I was thinking, before I want to talk about that, but I really want to talk about, do you ever ride your skateboard up to the home? And the ladies are all out front, and they're going, oh, here comes that Randy Scaremaster again, and you pull up like Bart Simpson. You're like, hey, ladies, any of you guys have any extra fiber? And you guys sit around, and you snort some fiber.
Well, that's for the MILF.
Yeah, the old ladies. That's the sexy seniors.
Yeah.
No, I'll go up to the house and I'll skate their empty pool. Oh,
okay. I was at Six Flags. I saw chick ladies. On a roller coaster, says chick ladies, super chick lady.
No, try to get it.
Sweatshirt went up.
Disgusting.
Oh. Sweatshirt went up.
So you saw her things?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. Well, Tom, what have you been up to sexually?
You know what? I don't know.
Just got back to the States.
I know that. That has
nothing in the past 72 hours. It's been pretty.
All right, let's say
I got to admit it. My eyes are mostly close to the roller coaster because it's really scary.
Okay.
I don't know if you know how the bed and breakfast business was set up.
I have no idea.
But when I went into the venture, there were stipulations thrown at me last minute. And let's just say that a lot of things that happened. And
like, what kind of stuff did you guys do? Did you do weird stuff down the cellar, the sex cellar together?
Yeah, that was a crazy place there.
Yeah, well,
smelled bad too.
It was not a pleasant place. And, you know, after I don't even remember, you know, the days and months have kind of blurred together. But
it's weird to hear you with this British accent.
Yeah, it's very fancy. I like it. How do you do that?
Could you say, would you please pass the salt? With the British accent.
I don't have a British accent.
You do.
Okay, where do you live? Where do you live?
I thought I lived in New York, but...
No, but is it a house or...
It's a flat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know. You pick up certain terms.
You've been there for 6 months. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So did you have sex while you were there at all? Did you get a chance?
Oh, that was
Don. You know, you're getting into his personal.
We're in the middle of guy talk.
I don't give a fuck what you're in the middle of.
Quit, guy.
You're in the middle of getting into an immoral conversation with Tom, and you're trying to weasel in to what happened to him. With this fucking...
You're not interested at all what happened?
No, I'm not.
Aliyah, Mole, you interested?
Totally.
Mary Jane, are you interested at all?
I think it's important, yes.
All right, so just tell a little bit. Well, was it just John? Or
maybe you should take your headphones off, Perry. Well, no, it wasn't just John. Apparently, he had set up this bed and breakfast business where there was a... sex tour, and
so did you get sex torn up?
Yeah, well, there was, you know, regulars, you know, there was John, you know, sometimes, you know, people would book for the night, for the weekend, and part of their deal was they get to have sex with you know,
say it. They got to fuck
you. Let me ask you something.
You
must have been sedated.
I was heavily sedated. I was heavily, you know, everything I ate, everything I drank was laced with something. And
what were the good parts of it?
Well,
the nights.
There were times I got to go for a walk in the neighborhood, you know, when business was slow. But John kept bringing by, you know, his regulars. You know, this guy. Bingo Little was his name, and he kept
Bingo
on getting...
Bingo Little, that's a silly name.
Yeah, and the name was sort of a, you know, play on words, if you know what I mean. He wasn't very little.
Oh, God.
He kept on getting discounts, you know, for coming in, which I disagreed with business-wise, because I thought, you know, if you're going to pay full price, then understandably, I'll go into it. But, you know, this guy just kept coming in, and sometimes I don't even think he paid at all. And, you know, it came to the point where it was just... abuse, you know, and
was that the worst part, or was there worse?
No, there was far worse.
Tell us the worst thing that happened to you while you were there.
Well, the worst part was really, you know, John owns the Lancashire cricket team, and you know, we'd go over there, and you know, we'd see a match, and we'd sit in the owner's box on a Sunday, and you know, Yorkshire is a big rival, so we'd go in there,
yeah.
You know, and those you know John would say, no, we're gonna pollock those, you know, Yorkshire ruffians, and you know, and then he'd introduce me to the team, you know,
little
we'd
laddies,
go back to the
little laddies,
we'd go, yeah, well, that's what he
well,
called
they're
them.
Not so little though, right?
No, they're big strapping fellows, and
yeah, they don't like being called the little laddies.
No
Yorkshire little laddies.
No, but you know, we'd go to the locker room after the match, and then Quincy would, you know, inadvertently invite them back to the bed and breakfast, which meant,
the little laddies.
It wasn't good. It wasn't
let
good.
Let him tell the story.
It was
Perry.
Not.
Quit interrupting him.
It wasn't good.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
He owned that team, correct?
He owned the team, yeah.
Little laddies. He changed the name to the little laddies. They used to be the Lancashire Lords, but he changed it to the little laddies. He said, giving them a name. It's like Johnny
that's
Cash,
right.
Like a boy
that's
named
right.
Sue. He thought it would toughen him up.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and, you know.
But it also helped sell more meat pies.
Wasn't he not only the owner, but also the water boy?
Towel boy. He's the only, in professional sports, he's the only owner/towel boy.
Yeah. You know, and Old Trafford, where they play, is this massive, massive venue. And, you can get lost in the crowd. And we, you know, what's special about it is, you know, we just had that great owner's box right on field level. And it felt, you know, for a few moments, I felt like a human being, you know, and it was just...
Until you went back and the little laddies just went at you.
Did they like your beard? Is that why you grew a beard?
No, that's John. That's all John's idea.
Have you ever had a little laddie meat pie?
Didn't we do a commercial for those guys?
Yeah, John's very big on pushing that
Don't
product.
Be a saddie, eat a little laddie.
Yeah. God, it's like I'm there. And that's what he would say after, you know, if I would complain about anything, he would say exactly what you just said and you know, just feed me a plate and send me to, you know, of course, like I said, everything I ate, everything I It's hard. This is really hard because Perry's looking right at me. And
when was the last time you saw him?
The
Was it at the wedding?
Wow. The wedding weekend.
So that literally has been 32 weeks since you last saw him.
That seems like donkey's years, really. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, because I told this, and I'm going to call you a name right now if you don't mind. I called this fucking idiot to not do what this fucking moron wanted
to
do.
Hold everything. Wait a minute. Let me say something before you call him a fucking idiot. Maybe he's into that kind of shit.
He's not into that
you
kind of shit.
You don't know that.
Brainwashed.
He's not into that kind of
excuse
shit.
Excuse me.
He was brainwashed.
Excuse me.
Like Jonestown, right?
Hey, shut the fuck up. Like he keeps saying, they fucking
laced
all
like
his
a brainwashed Java.
They laced all his drinks. They fucking raped the fucking shit out of him like crazy.
Would they let
I mean,
you
look
play?
At him. He looks okay.
He's got the British...
Please don't touch me. Please don't touch
Get that your hurts. Fucking that hands
please,
off of him.
No, please. Please,
you fucking asshole.
I'm really having a hard time with people touching
You're
me right now.
You're very jittery.
No, please,
you really
please,
are.
Can I say something? Can I ask you guys a question?
Go ahead.
Do you remember... A few years back when little laddies got in all that trouble because they found out they were making the meat pies out of boat people?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The company barely survived that.
Yeah. Well,
that's when Quincy was able to buy the team so cheap.
Right. And that's his pride and glory over there. He walks into Old Trafford and he's the lord of the manor. He is.
Oh, he's the cock of the walk.
He's the king, you know, and it's just... You know,
like the king of Siam,
and it was nice. It was nice. Everybody, you know, when walking in, you know, the parking, you know. Okay, really?
You really
fucking
are,
leave him alone, man. You're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
You're a fucking
He's
asshole.
He's
got to
get used
and
to.
I'm glad this fucking show is the last. All right, I'm done with this fucking program until you get the fucking TV show going.
That's right, Dan. Now let me ask you a question. Hey Tom, did you see Scaremaster's new phone?
You have a new phone?
Don't fucking worry about it.
He couldn't go to England. He had to get his new phone. He didn't want
Shut the fuck up, you jagoff!
He couldn't afford the $112 for a passport.
No, but he also didn't want to lose his
I don't want phone. A fucking passport! I'm not going anywhere with you two cocksuckers!
So we did all the work, and you're screaming at us? How dare you?
What did we
do?
Oh, really? Did we get him back?
Yeah.
Did you?
No, but I'm
yeah, okay.
the one that said to get
okay,
him back.
Okay, so you're the one... Oh, you're the He's one that said to get him back.
What kind of phone did you get?
A 6, like you keep telling me to get.
6? What is that?
Galaxy S6.
There's a 6?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Came out on the 10th, on Thursday.
Oh, I've been complete. I don't even know who
That's
won the...
That's when we were rescuing you.
I don't even know who won the last Super Bowl or World Series, so I'm a little behind the
He
times.
Was in line to get the phone. That's when we were rescuing you.
Can I see it?
You'll see it with but your I'm eyes, but not with your hands.
I just want to... I'm not going to do it.
You'll grab it.
I won't do it.
You'll grab it.
I promise you I won't. Look at it and look at the temperature. What do you think the temperature is right
how
now?
How do you? I haven't had a phone. I haven't. How do you?
I'm not going to be able to.
How do you?
Dan, show him how to do it.
I'm not going
to.
You just push right.
No. I'm just
push right at the bottom.
Here? Right there.
Get.
See, look at it. Okay. 69 degrees.
Okay. It's. What's looking? Kind of,
sit down.
Look, but don't touch. Look, but don't touch, please.
Thank you,
Perry. Sit down. Sit down.
Just, be professional. Nice.
Take the phone back then.
Okay.
Take the phone back. Just sit the fuck down.
I'll show it to you when we go out.
Can I see it?
No.
Can I see it?
The last one that's to touch my phone.
Why can't I see it? Everyone else got to hold it. Why can't I hold it?
Because you're an asshole.
You know I want to hold the phone. Why can't I hold the phone?
Because you're an asshole.
Seems a little
you're an asshole. You're a fag, fucking asshole.
Can I
Perry,
say something?
Hold on. Put
really
your headphones on. We're getting a call.
Oh, God.
Put your headphones on.
No, I don't want to put my headphones on.
You might want to hear this.
Oh, my God.
If you could send that call through for us, please.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Take them off, Tom.
Hello, this is John Calhoun calling from England on behalf of John Quincy Adams.
Hey, it's Mr. Adams' assistant.
Mr. Adams is hoping to talk to the three of you.
Yeah.
He's very distraught right now because he feels like a little boy who's lost his toy lit.
Okay.
Would it be all right if Mr. Adams talks to you?
Yes.
Right now?
I just said yes.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, I will go get him. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My boys, my dear sweet little laddies, do you know whom it is?
JQA.
It's the flaming faggot that raped my publicist.
No, rather, it's JQ Anguish. Once more, I am fortune's fool. First, I lose my Juan Dez, and now, brace yourselves, listen, brace yourselves, Tommy B is gone.
I'm gonna fucking put my fist through you, you fucking piece of shit.
Listen what I'm telling you. I have lost him. My glorious boy. Glorious, for he was a walking, talking glory hole, don't you see?
Guess what, Mr. Adams? He's right here, right now.
What, Tommy?
Say nothing.
Is it true?
Say
are you there
nothing.
In the secret hideout in WeHo?
Hello, say nothing!
Thomas, are you all right? What happened? What happened? Were you lured
say
away with promises
nothing.
Of higher quality lubricant?
No, it was nothing like that.
We rescued him, Mr. Abs.
Come again, please.
What the fuck do I keep telling you?
Didn't you see the security tapes?
I did. I saw those, but I thought I was simply hallucinating on peyote and sherry again. Let me get this straight. Tom, you wanted to leave?
Look, John, you kept me locked up in a sex dungeon.
Yes, well, we were going through our honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Mr. Abs, he won't talk about certain stuff. What happened?
Tom is never one to brag. It's one of the many things I love about him. Tommy, what is it you're not telling them about?
Nothing, John, nothing at all.
Hey, thank fuck! I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you.
Well, may I attempt to speak on it because I think I know what it is. Was it the fact that Tommy enjoyed a fresh juice each and every morning?
John, stop it. Stop it right now.
What's wrong with fresh juice?
Hey, you like fresh juice.
Hey, scumbag!
That's right. Listen, there's nothing wrong at all. Nothing wrong at all. It's a bed and breakfast. Nothing wrong at all with a fresh juice. Especially when it's Johnny juice. When it's Johnny juice that's been cold pressed from mine old splendid bladder.
He drank your tinkle soda.
Indeed. Yes. He slurped my bag of Capri Sun. You may have all noticed how shiny his coat was. Yes.
He did seem to beg for a drink the minute we tried to save him. His mouth kept opening.
Yes, well, you know, when he begs for the drink, it's quite Pavlovian. Perry, no offense to your canine deities.
None taken, dude. None taken.
Great. Now all everybody I know me as is Tom Brennan, the urine drinker.
Well, it's not bad.
Listen, Tom. Hold on a moment. Listen, everybody. I'm in a bit of a kerfuffle here myself, love. Listen, ever since you left, I've had no mouth to relieve myself into, and frankly, I'm fit to burst.
You're saying you haven't peed since he left England?
Scumbag!
Saving my liquid ammo for my favorite mouth urinal and...
Bag fuck!
Now I've no place to unlock the penum canal. Oh, alack a day!
Let me tell you something, you flaming cocksucker!
Hey, you should really go...
I want you in prison as soon as I can get you
here.
Shut up! Oh, you shut up! This show's fucking over today!
Yes, Walter, that's not reassuring, Walter. Not reassuring. Listen. But I do have an idea. Would everybody please hear me out? Listen.
This guy's fucking
Perry,
physical
you're
pain!
Him feel bad.
Perry.
Stop touching him!
You, scam
my
stop
God, talking. You're a fucking
stop
asshole!
Stop talking.
You've been out of work for a while. How about you skedaddle over for a quick golden gulper, Get here before noon, I'll give you half a crown!
We'll get in contact with your parents and they'll help you out.
Shh!
All right, listen, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. I apologize. I'm adrift in the yellow sea. Listen, you need to understand. I really, really need to pull over and go. But how about this? I suppose the only one true way to best explain my sitch would be in song. Would that be all right? Shall we?
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
In song?
Yeah, let him sing.
Oh, my God.
Perry, just sit down for a sec.
Perry.
Perry, please. please.
What the fuck are you doing?
Don't say that.
This fucking shit.
It's still
I don't want to listen to this fucking faggot's bullshit.
Terry, it's still a
I'm
show.
Not listening to this Terry, faggot's Terry. Bullshit.
Tainer.
All right, let's try this thing. Let's try this, shall we? Ah, yes. I'll try not to think about waterways. The waterways I grew up with as a boy, like Windmere or Bassenthwaite Lake, where we'd play tickly eels with the other boys under the water. Yes, those were glorious. Again, don't think about water. Don't think about water, Johnny. Think about the song. Yes. Now, settle in and we'll begin. I think we know this one. Everybody's high on date rape lollies. Everybody said Tom Brennan, he was right for me.
Yeah, everyone did say
that. I never said that.
Mama tried to warn me at the wedding. Now there's lots of pee in me since Tommy's broken free. He's gone, oh I sent the dogs out to chase him, he's gone. I need someone to replace him, he's gone. What of my schlong?
Yeah, what of his schlong?
I get up in the morning and I go down to the cellar. One less sex slave chained up to the wall, yeah. What happened to that handsome fella?
Rhymed with cellar.
Oh, can't you see? I need a mouth to fill with pee.
Let me tell you something.
He's gone, my aches, he needs to be curing. He's gone, I'll fill his tummy with urine. He's gone. What went wrong?
Disgusting.
Oh, yes, blow that thing. Not you, Perry. Sorry, Perry, for the Inquisition. I think you got a spot for me to brew some tea. Yeah. Enjoy a cup from my circumcision. Now it's up to you, Perry. What shall you do? He's gone. Tom's gone. All right, he's gone. I want Skip Master just to taste it. He's gone. Tom's gone. He's gone. I know not a drop would be wasted. Tom's gone. He's gone.
You're sick.
In his polka dot thong. But I tell you, someone who's not gone, ladies and gentlemen, fresh from Ibiza and urine-soaked themselves. They should have been working security watching Tom. But here they are, their Daisy Dukes and short shorts. Put your hands together. For the one, the two, the only Nicholas Brothers! Yeah, and they're spinning. Look at them spin. Look at them spin. Tom's gone. I'll make it well worth your while. He's gone. Perry, I'll give you a vinegar smile.
You are a Tom's sick
gone.
Perverted
He's
pig.
Gone.
Me?
Yeah, I'm looking at the way you're dancing yes. your head around like you're into this shit.
This is not funny.
Pack that suitcase. Yes, let's get that passport updated. I'll tell you something.
Silent treatment's the best.
Clear up that Italian complexion. Really, let loose the garden hose on that one. Yes.
Fag fuck!
Well, I don't know about you, but I got lost in thought about Windermere Lake. Thoughts on the song.
I think you should just go potty, Mr. Adams.
Disgusting. Pitifully disgusting. You need to be jailized.
You know something, Walter, I hate to say it, but I think perhaps you're right. I mean, although I hate to see all that waste go to waste. You know, hold on a minute. Cavendish, come in here. Come in here a moment. Assume the position. Yes. Yes.
There you go, Mr. Adams. Pee on Cavendish.
No, Mr. Barnes, I will not pee on Cavendish, but rather in Cavendish. Open that gaping maw, Cavendish. I'm not sure you've earned this bonus, but what the heck, it's nearly St. Crispin's Day.
This is sick.
Let's do it. Ooh, chunky.
Hey, Don, why don't you go over there and drink his fucking sick, disgusting piss?
May I say something? May I say something? I feel like I've traveled across the channel onto the continent, and do you know why? Does anyone know why?
Why?
Because European. European, like European.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Yes, because I'm a peon, yes. Listen, this is going to take a while. If, like me, you have things to do. Not you, Cavendish. You've got several more liters before you. All right. I'll tell you something. I feel just like Chuck Berry. We both have a very particular place to go. Toodles, loves.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Yo, little laddies.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Look at what they did to this guy. And you have no fucking respect.
Hey, why don't you see what was in his bag?
He liked to drink Mr. Adams' tinkle.
Yeah.
What's you in my bag? Deal?
This is the bag.
A lot of guys like to, hang out with their buddies.
Mold, do you remember this bag?
Show's over.
Sit down and just listen. We're almost done.
That's the bag from the video.
Because I want nothing to do with this. Okay. This is disgusting.
As we were leaving, I picked this up. What was this? What did this mean?
Oh, my God. That supposed to be me, and this was hanging on all the... All right, you know what? Can we just throw that away?
Get rid of that disgust.
Yeah, that needs to be
disgusting.
That needs to be.
I can't get this open, but here's the bag that you wanted us to get as we were leaving.
I don't even remember.
Okay, let me try to open it. Oh, here we go. Oh,
what's in there? What's that? All your stuff from the cell? From your sex cell? Yes.
Oh, you know.
Here's a shirt.
My Lancashire cricket jersey. Oh. You see.
Oh, it's a little laddie shirt.
John got this for me at the game. This is my favorite player. You see, it wasn't all bad. You know, there were some good times, too, and this is...
See, that's looking at a positive... Oh, look at this. It's a Javajo book right here.
The truth book?
Oh.
The truth that leads to eternal...
Yeah. You know what? One of the regulars at the bed and breakfast was actually a Jehovah's Witness. He would always try and convert me after he did what he did, and he likes... Oh, that is the ball gag, I suppose.
Yeah, but the truth book goes back to the...
And I've been reading it. I've been reading it, and I need some kind of new direction.
You definitely need direction.
Yeah.
When we get you home back in New York, get over to the Watchtower Bible.
What's this little book?
That can go back in the bag. That can go back in the bag. That should go back in the bag. Don.
Oh, but Don's not going to put it in the bag. He's going to open it up.
No, you know what? Please. You see with your eyes, not with your hands. Give me that. Give me that.
No.
See what's in there.
Okay.
See?
All right. You know what?
Show's over.
No.
All right. Show's over.
Wow.
What's this?
Okay. That goes.
It's a dog. It's him.
Mole, look at this.
Beat up by a dog.
Disgusting! If you try to make him drink it, I will make
sure... I'm not going to make him drink it.
The show is
we
done.
We don't even know what this is.
And everything.
Why would he carry pee in a bag?
Wow, this is amazing. Oh, look.
Harry, sit down. Harry, sit down.
There's no reason for Tom or me to be here. All right,
sit down. Sit down. Put that back on.
Oh, look, there's the gag on your mouth.
There's going to be problems for you. Sit down.
Make it tinkle. Scaremaster.
Sit down. Right. We're almost done with the show, for God's sake. Please.
Great.
What is it?
Can I just see that?
What is this?
If you yell at her, I'm going to kill you. Okay. Perry?
It starts at Scaremaster at the picnic. Look.
Sit down and start it again. Don't fucking put the thing over. Sit down.
You're making it
worse. Don't yell at Mary Jane. I'm not going
to
put...
Don't tell me to sit down.
I'm going to tell you to sit down or I'm going to smash your fucking head. Now sit down.
Hey, Scaremaster.
You don't yell at Mary Jane that way.
Okay.
You've done it before. You don't yell at her.
Here, let's just relax and be positive. I'm going to put my cricket jersey on.
Put on your shirt.
Scaremaster, you want to check out his journal?
I don't care about his journal.
That's all private, man.
Oh, look
at this.
It's
all private. It's none of my business.
Look at that one. That's a great
It's none of my business.
It says pay or save.
Look at how many pages is this?
It just says pay or save.
I don't even
save me.
I'm not interested in this book.
This is look at this. Every page he wrote, Perry will save me.
I was under a lot of
and a lot of the other pages is you getting peed on in your mouth.
I don't even remember those.
Look, here's you.
Okay, you know what, Mo? That's a very private thing.
Oh, look, there's a pill. Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
It's disgusting.
There's an Indian and a pilgrim.
Why are you mad at us, Perry?
Look. Look, for Thanksgiving, an Indian, a pilgrim, are peeing in your mouth.
Put a block in your mind.
Oh, this is really great.
It's not really great. This is not. None of that stuff is really great.
Look at this. They put an axe. Give me a Thanksgiving. They put an axe in your tushy.
That's a private journal. Please, Mo.
Don't even think about it. It's all bullshit.
It's hard to think about when you know. I'm trying to forget. And okay,
dog. Look at that dog.
Let me see this real quick.
It's like these two cocksuckers like to fuck with the rape that happened to me.
Oh, look at this. Okay. You're tied down to a log here.
And they think it's all funny.
It's like, what happened to you is right. Like exactly what happened to me.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
But what happened to me is nothing pictures. Like what happened to you.
Oh, wait a minute. It looks like they're pissing into a bowl, and that bowl has a hose into his mouth, and it's yellow liquid.
I like the picture of the pilgrim and the Indian. I want to see what happens in St. Crispin's.
Disgusting.
Oh, next day.
All right, real quick. We got to wrap up this show real quick.
What happened there, Tom?
Oh, that was... That was a bad day.
You know what?
What's this?
That was a bad day.
It's over. Okay. The show is over.
Perry, just
I'm
sit
done.
Down. Perry, sit down. We're almost done with the
what
show.
What else
please.
Is in the bag? What else is in the bag?
That's it.
Whoa, what's that?
It's a jar of yellow. What is this?
It's nothing you need to worry about. It's nothing you need
Can
to worry about.
Can you save the tinkle?
Can I smell it?
No. I prefer if you just put it back in the bag. It's not yours. That's my stuff. I asked you to take it. I didn't ask you to go through my bag.
Why are you doing?
I didn't ask you to go through all of my
You're
stuff.
You're losing your London accent.
I didn't ask you guys. I'm thankful that you asked
Happy
me.
New Year.
Give him back his fucking book. You guys are both disgusting. Disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
What do I have to do with this? He's the fucking freak that likes this shit.
Freak.
I'm not a freak.
He's
I'm
not
freak.
The freak.
I'm not a freak. I'm not a freak.
All right, well, give me the book back.
Oh my God! Look at that. She won.
Okay. I'm in a lot of pain right now, and I can't sit here.
You're bleeding from the ass of this picture.
Yeah, well.
Show him just give Master why his ass use that.
I'm donut. Not interested.
Oh, look at this. This one.
I'm not interested.
Has a bunch of shit all around
I'm you. Not interested.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, I'll put this away. Let's move on to other things.
Okay, can we talk about.
Movie?
Yeah.
Now that we got Tom back in the States, let's talk about this fucking film project.
Yeah, and Tom, you could take some time to rehab. Yourself, maybe take it slow. Find yourself again.
I need to
You've
go.
Been a sex slave for months.
Wow,
well, 32 weeks in a dungeon. Or you can jump right back on the horse and get
no,
the pig
I'm
representing clients from
Charlie. Perry's been nothing but good to you, and he wants you to help him out.
I'm suffering from battered male syndrome. I don't know if you know what that is, but I need to go to a wellness clinic. I need to.
Do you have PTSD RPs?
No.
What the hell is that?
It's you know, Perry, it's nothing you have to worry about. I need to check I need to get myself better. I have nothing right now. I don't even have I have nothing. I don't have, you know, as Perry would say, I don't have a pot to piss in or a window
okay,
to throw
you
it
know
out
what,
right now.
Tom,
he'll give you his phone. He'll give you his phone.
I'm not giving nothing up. God damn it. He'll give you his phone. He'll give me his phone. I'm not giving anybody my you're not touching my bag. You're not touching my fucking phone.
Okay,
you're not touching shit.
All right.
I want
hey,
to kick
guys.
The fucking shit out of
right,
you
come on.
As well as you.
Okay.
God damn it. I'm not having
hold
some
on,
of this shit.
Hold on.
This
everybody,
fucking show sucks.
Stop. We're almost done. If you break anything, Perry, I'm going to be
you
very
sir,
upset.
Don't you think it's
get
don't you think
control.
Have Tom get a leg up? Wouldn't that a nice
everybody
you
stop.
Guys,
everybody stop. You know what? We're trying to do a show here. I am in charge of this show, and I'm trying to my best to make this work. Let's do this.
Okay, wait, okay.
Let's do go something ahead. That is the favorite thing that the fans love. This is where Mole will think up some sort of subject, and you will cast this scene. You will have everyone involved,
okay.
And it's a little thing that we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play mole play.
All right, so Mole, I don't know what you're thinking right now. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
My head.
Okay, Mole, why don't you tell us what's going to happen on today's Mole Play then?
Okay. No one can ever know for sure what happened during that rescue of Tom Brennan from John Quincy Adams' bed and breakfast
well,
sex dungeon.
If I may say, we do have a video and there's a book now with all the drawings of it.
Okay.
So we can kind of guess.
But besides
what's going
that, nobody could ever know what happened there. But we can imagine what would have happened if our Stone Fury was with us, if our brave crime fighter was with us, how much more smoother it would have gone. And yet, what would have happened if Stone ran into John Quincy Adams while John Quincy Adams is making fresh juice for Tom Brennan. I wonder how Stone Fury would have dealt with Quincy Adams.
I would have handcuffed him and
hold on. I wonder how Stone Fury would have dealt with John Quincy Adams if he went down. John Quincy Adams was making fresh juice for Tom Brennan. What would Stone Fury have done? What would Tom Brennan have done? What would Quincy have done? I guess we're going to find out in today's Mole Play.
Handcuffed him and thrown him in jail immediately.
Well, hold on.
Okay, wait. You got to act it out.
I wish you would have went.
Here's the scene. The scene is the
sex. I'm not going overseas.
The scene is the sex.
I'm not even going anywhere with these two motherfuckers. The shit they put me through in Chicago. The shit they put me through in Utah.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Please.
How about the time you took us to court?
Yeah. When we had and I'll take you to court again.
No, you won't. You couldn't be that stupid. You have one last chance. We just did a pilot, you moron. You'll stay cool.
Look at how sick this guy looks.
Yeah, because he's a freak.
He's not a freak.
He's not a freak.
He's
like he's having
withdrawals. He's trying to get well. And the fucking pricks in England raped this fucking guy.
It had nothing to do with me. Why are you taking out your aggression towards them? All right, hey.
He's having withdrawals from wanting to eat or drink.
He's not interested in that garbage over there.
Would you like to put something in your ass?
No.
Look, I'm not that way. I'm not a poof. I'm not a bender.
Did you become addicted to the narcotics that were in...
Oh, you're sick. Adam's urine? Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, when you put it that way, I mean, in a way I did because...
Okay, guys, all right. That's
all I knew.
That was a real DRP. That's real DRP.
Well...
Let's get back to the mole play.
Much stronger than DRP.
Cast the scene, please, so we can do this.
We're going to go against type in this one because I want to see what Scaremaster can do as an actor. And I know he has it in him.
I know he does, too.
Tom, I think you've been through too much. I'd like you to stay, Tom, if that's okay.
Tom and I will leave. You guys have a wonderful day.
Perry.
Yeah, Master. Stop. The show's almost over.
All right, here's the deal. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Tom, we went over there to England to save your ass for this fucking stooge. Now, all he's telling me is that we did that for nothing. I spent thousands of dollars out of my pocket. You control your little fucking monkey or there's going to be real problems.
I appreciate
you. You think what happened in England's bad for you. Wait till you see what happens if you fuck with me. Don't look at me like that. Curb this fucking monkey.
Curb this fucking monkey?
That's what I said.
Curb this fucking monkey?
Tell him to shut up.
Hey, I don't need any more trouble than I've already had.
I understand.
Okay, Scaremaster, you're going
to... I just don't like the way this guy acts.
I don't like the way you act. I went to save your fucking publicist, and you've done nothing but scream at me. What did I do wrong? Tell me one thing that I did wrong.
What did Dan do?
Because I went like this to him? Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Leave him alone.
Don't shut the fuck up and just shut up.
All right, Dan, you're going to play Stone Fury.
All right.
Scaremaster, you're going to be John Quincy Adams, and Tom, you're Tom. More play.
What are you doing here? You are going down.
I'm not John Quincy Adams.
Quincy hands Tom the jar of urine here and says, drink up, honey. It's breakfast.
He's not drinking.
You're Quincy. You play Quincy.
Here. Hand it to him.
He's not drinking.
I know. But just and say you like
what you want with that shit.
Let him get a picture.
No, say it like Quincy. Say it like Quincy.
You got to do it with a British accent. Grab the thing and hand it to him.
I'm not.
Do it like Scaremaster.
See, you want me to talk like with an English accent.
Yes.
All right. You know. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Tom takes the urine from him.
Do not drink. Do not drink.
Wait a minute. Stop. Of it in the hand. Yes. Okay.
Do not drink.
Tom holds the urine. He can't help himself. He loves it. He hasn't had it in so long. He opens the jar.
No, you're sick.
Careful not to spill it anywhere.
Yeah, don't spill it anywhere.
I'm not.
He wants to make sure he doesn't spill it all over Scaremaster.
It's not going anywhere near me. It's going nowhere near me.
It's the sweet amber urine that he missed so much.
It goes nowhere near
me. It takes a big smell.
If it touches me, there's the lawsuit. I'm not smelling that.
I'll smell it then.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let me smell it, boss!
Stone Fury smells it.
Oh, you are a freak!
Tom, thanks Quincy for
drink it.
Thank you.
Tom takes Quincy's hand. Just Quincy, hold his hand. Hold his hand.
Seal it
Quincy,
up.
Hold his hand. Quincy holds his hand. They hold hands. Quincy says, drink up, my sweet.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Drink up, my sweet! I did it for you.
You're not drinking.
Tom says a...
You're not drinking.
Tom says a British toast.
Perry, look away.
Are you going to drink that shit?
Chin.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa. No, whoa.
You are a fucking freak, man.
Christ. You are a fucking freakazoid.
Whoa! Oh, God, that's disgusting.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
That's disgusting.
Wow. What was disgusting?
That's disgusting. It's fucking piss.
Okay, well, anyway, the show here is coming to a close. Wait, take it easy, Tom. I guess
it's an acquired taste, like anything in England, you know, like Maltesers or Curly Whirlies.
We have had quite a ride here at the Big Three Podcast, and today's going to be the last show. And,
ever.
You know, Perry, I wonder this. You've been around us almost 23 years. In May, It would be 23 years in May. Give us some of your memories, some of the highlights, some of the lowlights.
All the disgusting shit that I had to go through with you guys. I don't even want to remember any of it. I try to block it out.
Well, but, you know, if you could remember some things, just to close the show, we're almost done.
Yeah, come on.
The nice thing was...
A teaser for next week.
The film that was done, and that was about it.
That's it?
That's all I can think of right now.
The friendships you've made mean nothing.
How about Tom's bachelor party?
Other than meeting Tom.
What about Tom's bachelor party when you ended up chained up in that bus?
Yeah.
With that
stripper? What are you talking about?
Nobody really knows because it was from the bachelor party that's going to be part of our Big Three pilot that we did. So we should just drop that whole thing?
Drop what?
The Big
Three pilot. I know. I know something you're into.
What's that?
You're a lover of all people.
Who's that?
Scaremaster.
But who was his lover?
All people.
Is that true?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You know what?
At Denny's.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All the people you love at Denny's.
You know, you're a psychotic scumbag. Yeah, I go to Denny's on the corner because it's a block away from my house.
You're admitting it?
It's a restaurant. I go there and eat.
Would you say you've been there more than any other place?
No, I would prefer, you know, having enough money in my wallet where I can go eat at a nice restaurant.
What's your favorite restaurant, Scaremaster? What's your favorite restaurant in L.A. right now?
My favorite restaurant?
If you can go anywhere.
That I eat at?
If you could go anywhere. And it's all kind.
My favorite restaurant that I normally eat at is the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah. But not the Bow. Let's imagine that that's not open. And you can go anywhere on the company's dime. Where would you want to go?
God.
Well, let me ask, what kind of food? Italian?
I have no idea.
Sushi, seafood, what do you like?
Lowry's Steakhouse?
Okay, so what would you get? You get prime rib?
P.F. Chang's.
Well, which one do you want, Lowry's or P.F. Chang's?
I don't care. It depends on what's in the neighborhood.
Let's go Lowry's then. Would you get the prime rib?
Hey, maybe the four of us can go there tonight. You want to go, Tom?
Are you okay?
I don't think I should be eating anything right now.
Why? Because the urine in your stomach?
I don't feel so good.
Well, you shouldn't have drank the urine. You drank that whole thing up like it's a medicine for you.
It's just a reaction.
It's a digestivo. You have to have that at the end of the meal.
I need to go to a wellness clinic and
we need to get him well. Either the wellness clinic here in Hollywood or the wellness clinic.
Hey, you know what you could do? Since you don't have a way to get back to New York, maybe Perry could drive you.
How the fuck am I going to drive?
I don't know. Do you have a car?
I got a car, but I don't have
money.
There you
go. That's how you do it.
I don't have the money to drive across.
Sell your phone for gas.
You fucking imbeciles.
Why don't you sell your phone for gas money?
I just got the fucking phone. No, oh God, you guys are fucking... You're assholes.
All right, hold everything. Perry, can I ask you something honestly? I asked you to please talk about the 23 years we've known each other.
Yeah, it's nothing good that I liked.
Did you make money on it?
Very little.
Yeah, really?
What about other friendships, like you ate Greg the Third?
That's not my friend.
He likes you.
I give a flying fuck.
You and I have been best friends for decades.
Yeah, I'm not your best fucking friend.
And I'm pretty close to him.
God.
What about the chili cook-off? Those great memories.
Those are great memories that I won. Remember
might be
I won that?
Memories for you. but there weren't great memories for me.
Why?
Hey, you want to get a massage?
No, I don't.
Hey, wait, listen to me. I will pay for a massage for you, not for Perry. I will pay for you, and they'll do it very nice. They won't piss on you. They'll be very nice.
They won't piss on him.
That's what I said.
But he likes that, I think.
They won't piss on me?
Leave the pissing out of the picture.
Well, if they won't. I probably should turn that down if they're not.
Well, what?
You don't want urine on your face. You don't want urine down your throat.
I just had it.
Yeah. That's done. You're back home in America. You're done.
It's easy. You said, Perry, you had a substance problem, right? How long did it take you to stop?
6 months.
Okay.
You were hooked on pee for 6 months?
I just got...
I wasn't hooked on
pee. He's been
doing
it for 32 weeks. He's been drinking pee.
You gotta slow and steady. Oh, slow
you
and
know
steady.
What? You know what, you guys?
You know what? Hey, try dog over. Pee.
Show's
try
over.
Dog
show
pee.
Show is going to be over, but let's be professional. Before we go...
Can I see the pee book again?
Yeah, in a minute. Let's get this done. We got a couple things we need to do. First of all, we need to say goodbye to everybody. And I would like to say, Mary Jane, come here. Vince, come on out here. Mary Jane, who has been a part of... Yeah, come on right over here. Come on right over here, Mary Jane. Mary Jane, of course, has been part of every single Big Three podcast since the very beginning. And she's been nothing but help. Where's Vince? Where the fuck is Vince?
Fly me to the moon.
And here he is.
That's Vince's intro music. Let me swing along the stars.
Well, you know what?
Let me see what Vince is doing on Jupiter and Mars.
Just in rocking out. Words,
excuse me, Tom. I'm just going to move right past you.
In other words.
How many hours?
In other words.
Take it, Scaremaster. You got the fedora.
How many hours or days have you been
72
back?
Since Friday.
Oh. Here, come on up. All right. Well, listen, you know.
You got your phone.
Come on over here. Oh. You know, I would like to say thank you to you, Mary Jane. You've been an angel.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping us every show. Give Mary Jane a nice
yes. Call.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Vince, because every time I've seen Vince. You know, say something funny, Vince. Go ahead.
Cucumber.
Why is that funny?
Got the K thing, the old Jewish comics. Cucumber. K. Cucumber. Kumquat. Cucumber.
Okay.
That kills in that borscht belt.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't really understand it. If you want to get in touch with us on the social media, Mole, how can they get in touch with you?
It ain't quitting.org.
It ain't quitting.org.
No, just check me out on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Walter Malinsky. It ain't quitting.org. Oh, man, my legs are asleep.
All right. Vince, stop smiling.
Sorry, Don.
It really is. How can the people get in touch with you?
I'm at Primary Mirror on Twitter.
What?
Mary Jane, how could they get in touch with you? It make you feel better. Let me tell you this. It's better than pee. It is better than pee. How can people get in touch with you?
That's Kwanzaa.
A with a circle, S-M-O-K-I-N-G.
Stop interrupting.
M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, thank you.
What did you say, though, Mary Jane? Dumbo was talking over you.
A with a circle, S-M-O-K-I-N-G, M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, thank you.
How could people get in touch with you? Like if they want to get in something freaky, maybe get in touch with you, maybe send you pictures of their dick or something.
I haven't been on social media in a long time. John took all my passwords and accounts, so I don't have anything right now.
I need to get off.
Talk.
I need to get my Facebook back as well as my Twitter reinstalled.
Absolutely, that'll be
and
fun days.
I look forward to you doing that.
Me?
Yeah, because you took those accounts away from me.
I don't remember doing that.
You have those accounts.
He gave them to John Quincy Adams.
I think John has them.
John has them?
That'll be fine. You should call John Quincy Adams.
If you want to get in touch, can you stop until the show's over? You can talk after.
Okay,
if you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. My Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram is SimplyDon1. My Vine is Don Barris. Every week, check out me on the Simply Don the Podcast. Every week here on Simply Don the Podcast Network. Every night, if you're in the Los Angeles area, come by the Comedy Store, see me performing. That's quite a thrill. Monday nights. What happens Monday night, Perry?
You have the idiot show at the comedy.
It's called the Ding Dong Show.
Oh,
that's not insulting. That's not insulting.
The Ding Dong Show.
Yeah, that's really fucking cool.
Okay.
That starts at 10 o'clock, and don't forget, Simply Don the podcast is coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. You're going to be there. Well,
am
guys,
I going to be there?
No, you're never going to be around again. Also, look over there on, you know, hey, you know anything about websites? Let's see if you can help us out here. If someone wanted to get on our Big Three fan page, how would they do that? You know?
The Big Three fan page?
Yeah, on Facebook.
When they contact you?
Would you leave him alone?
What? I want to check out his shirt.
You can see it. Yeah, John. It's John's team.
Okay.
Fucking back off! You're a motherfucker.
All right. Can you tell us? He's not doing anything. And now you touch him. Oh, you can. You touch him, but nobody else can.
He's got the rose right.
Yeah, please, I just don't like to be touched. I don't know how.
Can you tell us about how to get on the fan page?
No.
Don't you contact...
Get your hand away. Go back in your corner.
Stop talking. Can you do this? Just give it out. Mary Jane, do you know?
Oh, the...
Facebook, the Big Three. Go ahead, Tom.
It's, on Facebook, it's the Big Three Podcast. And like the Big Three Podcast on Facebook.
And by the way, if you go to iTunes and you only see our last 50 shows, we'd like you to keep listening to all these, but you're going to have to come to our website because we only have the last 50 shows on iTunes. So for the last time on this podcast, please. Put her there, guys. Here we go. Mary Jane, put your hand in there. Tom, put your hand in there. Try to touch him. Big Three! Goodbye. Boy, you've turned into a pussy.
No, he's not a pussy. He's just been raped way too many fucking times.